Morning of Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Lamed Tet, 139. And we're starting in the second line on the Amud, Bright Tanya Yossi ben Elisha Omer. In Reit Ador, Shetzarot Rabot Ba'ot Alav. When we carried on from back of yesterday, we saw yesterday, like what I want you to say, we brought a bright over here. Shetzarot Kim B'Yavne, they said, Atzilat Rosh Titzakach, and came along Rabbi Shimon Yochai and said, Chas V'Shlom Tishtakach Torah Mi'Israel. Just the worst thing we can have it is that there might not be things clearly with Aracha Brura, Mishta Brura. And Rashi said there, B'ta'amim shlo yeh b'machloket. The things won't be machloket, everybody will agree on things. That's the worst we can get to. On the back of that, right, so the Brayta is discussing why we have Tzarot in Am Yisrael, which again, I think it's relevant for the period that we're in at the moment now, during the 9 days. So Tzarot B'yosim and Yishomer, Im ra'ita dor, she'tzarot rabot ba'ot alav, and have lots of problems, lots of tzarot come to them, full of tzaros. Ratzei ubedok b'dayanei Yisrael. Go and check out the dayanim. Okay? Some people might get very excited about that Gemara. Ratzei ubedok b'dayanei Yisrael. Shekol puranut sheba'a le'olam lo ba'a ele bishvil dayanei Yisrael. See, we've got tzaros, it's all because of the judges. Sheneemar shimun azot rashei beit Yaakov. Uktzinei Beit Yisrael, let's read the pasuk in the pasuk. This is a pasuk here from Micha. Shimuna zot Rashei Beit Yaakov, the leaders of Beit Yaakov, uktzinei Beit Yisrael, the heads, the captains of Bnei Yisrael, amat avim mishpat, right? That cause toiva, like disgust to justice. Bet kola yeshara yakeshu, and they basically turn everything on its head. Right, Bone Tzion b'damim v'Yerushalayim ba'avla. That's what the pasuk says. Right, Rasheya b'shochad yishpotu. So their heads, their leaders, judge with bribery. V'choaneh b'mechir yoru, and the kohanim or the teachers for a price they paskin halacha. U'neviyah b'chesef yiksomu, the prophets, but I mean, like the leaders said, with regards to money, they'll do things. But Hashem Yisha'eu lemor halo Hashem bekibenu lo tavod en ra, and they rely on Hashem. They say we can do what we want. We've got a free ticket. At the end of the day, we God's appointees in this world, so therefore nothing will happen to us. So they think that they're immune. That's what this pasuk says. They're rishaim, but they rest there, so to speak. They placed all their security, their confidence in Hashem. Therefore, lefichach meviyakos baruch alehem gimel puraniot keneged gimel avrot shebi adam. Says there are three main avairas in their hands. And for those three main avairas, there are three puraniot, tragedies that they will suffer. Right, Rashi's got them in the wrong order. The first is shtei averot, shochad yishpotu, it says with bribery, b'mechir yoru, a charge exorbitant amounts for paskin halacha, u'neviyah b'kesef yiksomu. Right, and with money, they'll sort of like promise the world. And what are the three puraniot? Sadeh, the pasuk carries on like the shenemar. Lachain biglalchem, right? The next passage we quote here also from Yeshaya. Lachain biglalchem, because of you, Tzion sadeh techaresh. The fields is basically Tzion will be plowed like a plow field. Yerushalayim in tihiyeh, right? And Yerushalayim will be like just a big mound. I think in is a mound, a bundle. How do they translate in there? Like a big pile of rubbish. Vaharabait lebamot yaar, and Harabai, the Temple Mount, will be like basically like an elevation for forest, like just nothing.
Heaps of ruins.
What?
Heaps of ruins.
Heaps, right? Ve'enakadosh Baruch Hu mashreh shchinato al Yisrael ad sheyekalu shoftim veshotrim ra'im Yisrael. Order for Hashem to rest His shchinah. I've got to get rid of these people. Shneemar, the next passage we quote over here comes from Yeshaya as well. Va'ashiva yadi alaych, I'll return my hand to you. Vetshof kabor sigaych vasira ko bedilaych. Now I battle with these words, but I looked up and checked a little bit of Google Translate here to try and help you, because the psukim are hard. Even if you look in the common translations of the psukim, they're difficult. But basically, over here, we've got over here, Vashivi Adi Alayich, right, Vetrof Kabor Sigayich. So we've got over here, lie and dross are the translations, basically. But we're talking about rubbish, like worthless stuff. And lie over here, we say Kabor Sigayich is like some sort of alkaline solution. But like, the translation is potassium hydroxide, but it's basically stuff, Asira Kol Bedilayich. But Dilayich Avi has like all the alloy bases. In other words, properly uprooting everything. Here's a Rashi over here on Sigayich. He says over here, we'll see in a second, it comes later on. But Sigayich here is a play on the words of Gasei Ruach. So we'll see in a moment how that fills in. Vashiva Shoftaich Abarishona, and I'll return my prophets, my judges, like originally, Vyatzaich Kabatchira, and the advisors from the beginning. Right? And the Pasuk carries on and says, Acharechen. Afterwards, Yikarelach Ir Atzedek Kiryah Nemana. Then you'll be called the Ir Tzedek Kiryah Nemana, trustworthy. So basically, we've got to uproot the bad judges first and all the corruption before we can have Hashem Shechina back with us. I think most like us. Amar Ula, Ein Yushlaim Yivde Ede Bitzdaka. Did I skip it? I skipped. Give me that word, Shibadam. No, I got that. Shibadam, Shechina, 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 Shechina. Oh, no, I haven't skipped, right?
No, you didn't.
So Ula says, in order to redeem Yerushalayim, you have to do tzedakah. Shleimar Tzion b'mishpat tivdeh. How will it be redeemed through mishpat? Mishpat yas tzedakah, righteousness. Not just giving charity, but being righteous. Right? V'shivya b'tzedakah. Amar Papa, I batle yehire, batle amgushi. So he says, yeah, look at Rashi. He says, "I batla yehira." That is the last wide lines of Rashi there at the top. "I batla yehira." Yisrael mityaharim, they yehorim, they arrogant. The blorit ubimabushe yehirut, how they with their hair, you know, blorit is like with a fancy, like a big puffed up, like where they dress and their clothes. Ke parashima lalu, like horse, like riders, like parashim horsemen. So if you mevatel these yehira, he says, "Batle amgushi." Rashi says, "Amgushi." Basically, all the inciters who hate us. There's a Likutei Rashi over here. Oh, no, let me just close the door. Well, there's a Likutei Rashi over here which says about the Amgushi. It's a slightly different expression than Amgushi right at the bottom. It's a couple of Gemaras here that are brought from Masechet Shifra, also from Daf Ayin Hay. We saw this word. It says here, Amgushi. He says, "Parsim mechashvim shemetzarni shal masich shabbos." These are basically witches of Persian witches that cause problems for Amishah. So we get the idea. I batle dayane. He says, as well, Ula says, "In batle dayane." Look at Rashi over here. I batle dayane reshaim Yisrael shematin din. If we get rid of these bad judges, right? Then batle me'al Yisrael. Gzirfati, gzirafti. Rashi says over here, Nokshei Shotrei Ovdei Kochavim. These are obviously like also police or some kind of goyim that give us trouble. Rashi says, Yalikute Rashi says, Shoftim Ovdei Kochavim, Hachoftim et Yishael b'maklot. Okay, so these are basically all goyim who abused Amishael, either police or judges. But if we get rid of our bad judges, we'll get rid of them as well. Right?
And then, it's goyim.
What?
Who says it's
going?
I don't see where it says it's
going. Shoftim ovdei kochavim, achoftim et yishal maklot. You haven't got that Likutei Rashi. That's a Rashi.
We got enough of our own. We don't need the goyim for this one.
Yeah, well, if we get rid of our own, we get rid of the goyim as well. That's what they're saying. That they haba atalia, that the goyim come and cause us problems because the Jews are causing problems. If we get rid of all the bad shoftim Jews, we'll get rid of the goyim as well, right? I batle yehirei batle amgushi. And the Gemara explains what's the makor for this. If we get rid of these arrogance, we'll get rid of the amgushi. Tichtiv va'etshof kabor sigayich. And then we've got that pasuk again over there. Basically, from etshof, it's like a smelter, right? Kabor sigayich. And here on this, Rashi says sigayich over here, which we explained it was like some sort of concoction. But Rashi over here says, Sigayich, that heim gasei haruach, shemagadinet atzma, they make themselves very serious. Lashon yizgem od, v'chakech v'asira kol bedilayich, אלו אותם המבדילים שונאי ישראל מן הקדוש ברוך הוא בשקריהם ובחזותם. Basically, all the people that are preventing us from getting close to הקדוש ברוך הוא. היא בת לה דיינה, בת לה גזירפתי, דכתיב גדל הפסקות, הישיר השם משפטייך, פינה אויבך. So if you get rid right of these פשטייך, then the enemies will go as well. אמר רבי מלאי משום רבי אלעזר בן שמעון. מאן דאמר, right? What does Pasuk Avia says? Avia quotes another Pasuk, lots of Pasuk in Adaf. Ki chapechem negoalu badam. Am I reading the right Pasuk? No, sorry. Shavar Hashem mate reshaim shevet moshlim. So Shavar Hashem mate reshaim, the mate, the staff of the wicked. Shevet moshlim, also the stick of the leader. Shavar Hashem mate reshaim, what is that? Elo dayanim shenasu makel lechazanehem. Look what he says here. These are the judges, Hadayanim, who became the makel for their chazanehem. The chazanehem are their like sheriffs. Look at Rashi Avia. He says, makel l'shim shehen, their servers, not nim yad. They basically support the bad behavior of the representatives of the court. V'havya nahen l'chozek, and they enable them, they strengthen them, embolden them. Lomar lo yesh shaliach, I'm not going to go call this guy to Beit Din unless you pay me more. But they want more money. And even after the courts have made a judgment, we won't even go and start enforcing the law and start taking out these possessions or doing whatever we have to can. They're not interested. And the judges support them. And Shevet Moshlim, what does that mean? Like the rod of the leaders. אלו תלמידי חכמים שבמשפחות הדיינים. Look at this one. So look at Rashi. He says, אלו תלמידי חכמים. He says, שבט מושלים, מקל אגרופין של מושלים. היינו דיינים רשעים, bad judges. שתלמידי חכמים שבמשפחותם להם למקל ולאגרוף, שעליהם היו מעמידים אותן ומחפין עליהם ועושים צניגרון לבהם. He says, את תלמידי חכמים from their families, and they protect them, they support them, they defend him. Right? So unfortunately, we've got a very cockeyed situation over here. Marzut Ram, Eilu Tamina Chachamim Shemalamdim Hilchot Tzibur L'Dainei Bor. He says, no, he got a different take on what Shevet Moshlim is. He says, not the Mishpach, Tamina Chachamim, who are the family of all these bad judges. He says, but these are Tamina Chachamim, who teach Halacha, right? Hilchot Tzibur L'Dainei Bor. Look at Rashi over here. Through the promises of those Tanei Chachamim, right? They basically promised, if I understand correctly, yeah, that they promised to teach these guys. So they cause ignorant judges to be appointed on the basis that they will train them. Right? Basically, at the end of the day, a lot of judges don't even listen to them. And they still seem to be lenient in their favor. Am Rabbi Elazar ben Mari, another one. Mishum Rabbi Reish Lakish. Ma'ay dichtiv ki kapechem negoalu bedam. Ve'etzbotechem ba'avon. Siftotechem dibru sheker. Shnechem evla tehege. So the translation would be like this. Your hand negoalu of basically full of blood. Your fingers ba'avon. And their fingers are basically full of sin. Siftotechem, their lips speak lies. Neshonechem, and their tongue, right? Evla tehege. Basically, again, talks wickedness. Evla, evla, something like that. So Gemara explains now, one by one. Ki chapechem nigolu dam. What does it mean? Elu adayanim. These are the dayanim. Vetzbotechem ba'avon. Elu sofrei adayanim. Right? These are their scribes. Siftotechem divru sheker. Elu orchei adayanim. These are the lawyers. Right, whose lips speak lies, and l'shnechem evla tege, and the ones whose tongues are full of just expressing wickedness, elu balei dinin. Right, so we see how the whole system is corrupt. At the end of the day, we've got the judges and their scribes and the lawyers, even the balei din, those who are coming into court. Everybody's lying to everybody. Am Rabbi Melai Mishum Rabbi Tzak Migdalai Miyom Shepiresh Yosef Meichav. Look at this. He says, yeah. Well, I left out Rashi over here. Of kapechem negoludam, shekapehen pshutin lekabel shochad, he says. Their hands are reached out to get bribes. ומתין את הדין, and they favor judgment, ונוטלין ממון מן הבעלים, and they take money from the different side, שלא כדין, incorrectly, ונותנו לשכנגדו, והרי הוא כנותל נשמתו. God only, that means basically like he's killing, I don't know, but bottom line is, we understand the measure of corruption here, between all, and who are the sofrei ha'danin, שכותבין שטרות שרמיה, they write false judgments, and רוחי ה'דיינין, מלמדין את בעלי דינין לטעון, they teach, they basically, what you'd call today, you know, today before you go to court, your lawyer sits down with you and he trains you, right? You have to go through, know how to answer the right questions. So yeah, they teach them to lie. Basically, it's all a big joke. All right? Ochadin. And sorry?
This is all fake news, Darren. This is all a conspiracy against the lawyers, I'm afraid.
And it's not for our generation, this stuff.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Elai, Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala, Miyom Shepiresh Yosef Me'echav, from the moment Yosef left his brothers, Lo Ta'am Yain, he never even tasted wine. Right? And how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says over here, let's read the whole Pasuk, Bichot Avicha Gavrua Bichot Horai, this is the right. Ad ta'avat givot olam, tiene le rosh Yosef, ule kod nazir echav. Basically, the kod, the head, right, was a nazir from his brothers. So, explain over here, a nazir from his brothers, that from the moment he left them, he was a nazir. Rabbi Yoshi Bachanin Amar, af hein lo tamu tamia. He says, not only he, but even them. Right, in other words, we see over here, the difference over here, who was more devastated by the whole event? Were the brothers just that they carry on eating and doing their lives as normal, like we saw, we got a Rashi on that they sat down to eat right next to Yosef was in the bor, right? Or not. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanan says, no, even they never drank yain. Tichtiv vayishtu vayishkeru imo. Right? When did they drink later on when they came to see him? It said, vayisa masot meit panav alehem vaterev masat binyamin mimasat kulam chameshilot vayishtu, when he handed out all the gifts. And they sat down and they got a bit intoxicated together. So the pasuk says here, "Vayishtu vayishkeru imo." Look at Rashi here, "Imo vayishkeru imo michlal daad hashtelo." It appears that up until now they hadn't. Why did the Torah make such a big fuss about this? Obviously, up until now they hadn't drunk. Michlal daad idnelo, says the Gemara. They hadn't got drunk. They had drunk. So now we got a problem over here because Rabbi Melai, Bishtem Rabbi Yitzchak Migdal, said that it was only Yosef that parash, because the pasuk said, "Kod nazir echav." And yeah, it seems that called Nazir Echav is not such a big deal because the brothers also were Nazirim from wine. So he says, no. He answers, he says, Shikrutu de lohava. They never got drunk, but Shtia miyahava. But they did used to drink. So the excitement over here now was that they got a bit more intoxicated. They let their hair down, let's say. Right? They got a bit more relaxed. With Yosef, up until then, even they had stuck, been careful how much they had drunk. Hava, right, hava. For Amar Rabbi Melai, B'Shechar, right? I'm going to write B'Shechar. He says over here, he quotes another pasuk over here. The pasuk says, "Vayichar af Hashem Moshe, vayom halo Aaron achicha halevi yadati ki daber yidaber hu v'gam hinei hu yotzei likratcha." Moshe, Hashem sort of a little bit rebuked Hashem, Moshe, right? Because of what he was speaking about, how he couldn't speak and he wasn't a qualified leader, etc. And he says, "Aaron will speak," and then it says, "Over here, hu yotzei likratcha v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo." Aaron was very right for Achab and Samach Belibo, right? But Zacha, because over here that Aaron, I think it's Aaron over here was happy, right? Zacha lechoshna mishpat alibo. Aaron was happy to be helping Moshe. Look at Rashi there. Shekenegel alev shayag gadol imenu. Vekolim leMoshe niglait eshchina al Aaron. Seems okay. Kedichtiv anigla niglait el beit avich. ונאמרנו נבואה של מצרים, הכתובה ביחזקאל, עד ויאמרו בי, בהפכין לא נתקנא בו בזאת. Even though Aaron was older, and Moshe seemed to be the greater prophet, there was no jealousy between Aaron and Moshe whatsoever. Therefore, Aaron was unhappy for Moshe, and in the end, he was zoche to get the choshna mishpat, which basically meant he was the Kohen Agadol. So I think the ending off over here, I'm not sure why he brought that at the end, but maybe we could get rid of all our bad judges, everything's bad, bad, bad. But bottom line is there's still good things and Yosef and separate from the Yain. The brothers were happy to see him, they let themselves down. Aaron was happy to help Moshe. So maybe those are the judges we're looking for.
I think it's just additional things by Rabbi Malai.
Yeah, I know, but I, that definitely is a different, but I still think though that we can still tie it up nicely by saying these are the judges we're looking for. The bad judges we've got, this is what we want. We want Aaron and Moshe and the brothers in that sort of behavior. That's just my own take on the on the thing. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you like it, Robert. Okay. Okay. Shalachlu b'nei. Okay. Now, shalchule b'nei. What's going on over here? B'nei boshchar le'levi. Right. Okay. So now shalchu. Sorry. Okay. We're back to our Gemara. We finished all those Rabbi Melech. Right. We finished with them. Now Gemara carries on now with back to Shabbos. So shalchule b'nei boshchar. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Rashi says, yeah, shei makom. The children from a place of Beshchar or Boshchar, whatever, Lelevi. And they asked him a question, Kila Mahu. Remember, Kila is this like strainer thing that we put again on top of the bottle of wine or the barrel to separate the dregs from the wine. So he says, Mahu. Right? Look at Rashi there. Kila Mahu. Lintota Beshabbat. Could you put it on Shabbos? So he says like this, Keshuta Bekarma Mahu. Another question he asks him. And what about a Kshuta? Right? So Rashi says, yeah, what about a Kshuta in a Kerim? So Rashi says, Kshuta himlon, shegadal ala hege, mahu bekrama yerikut, some sort of vegetation, v'kilayim bekerim or ilanu. Is a kshuta, is it, would it if you, can you plant it in a vineyard, would it be considered kla kerim, like a kilayim shatnez, right? Or is it an ilanu v'enu kilayim, and you can plant it there? So if it's just a tree, it would be okay. So that's another question asked. I asked one question about the kila, one question about the kshuta. I think I saw an expression somewhere where kshuta was goes into a beer. So Rashi says the kshuta Rashi down the bottom from above Metzia. Kshuta humlon shematilin netoch hashechar. Is that translated as hops? Do they translate it as, is it hops? Hops, right? Okay. So now again, kshuta bekarma would be able to plant hops in a vineyard. Would it be kerim or not? Mate be yom tov mahu. Person dies on yom tov, right? So now what do we do? Right, so these are three questions that they ask. They ask them about the killer, that's what's relevant to us. Ask about the kush kshuta, about the hops, about kilayim. And ask the person to ask the yontif, can you deal with the burial? Can you bury them on yontif or not? So he says, Adazil. Now this was Levi. Before Levi could even send off the message, unfortunately, Nach Nafshe de Levi died. So I'm sure Levi had the answer to all of these things. But now Amar Shmuel Rav Menashe. So Shmuel, who was a contemporary of Levi's, says Rabbi Menashe, if you clever and you think you got the answers, send them the answers. You can answer in place of Levi. Shalachle, and he sent them the answer. This is what he said. Kila, he says, with regards to a kila, chazarnu al kol tidei kila v'lo matzini latzad yeter. He says, I've looked in everywhere. We've turned the aloha upside down. We can't find a way to matir, to allow you to put this kila on this bottle on Shabbos. One second. I think I'm talking a little nonsense here. What do we say? The killer. What was the killer? The killer we said was like a this covering, like a canopy.
It was a canopy.
Yeah, we said yesterday. We said shayish begagat tefach. Right, killer shayish begagat tefach. Sorry, not a strainer. I'm confused with all that. That's something else. We'll get to that just now. Right, that's like a some sort of canopy. Can you open a canopy on Shabbos? Right, that was the killer. Something just dawned on me that it wasn't. Didn't make sense. Right, kula chazan al kol tzedek ve'lo matzedek. Velishlach lehu. So now, I'm not sure this is the Gemara or maybe Shmuel talking to Rabbi Nashi when he gave the answer. He said, I don't understand. Why did you say no heter? Velishlach lehu could Rami Bar Yecheskel. We learned yesterday from Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rashi brings it over here. Right? Rashi said, Kila, what you can you open it on Shabbos? So move it on Shabbos. So he says over here, Rami Bar Yecheskel, Karach alechut o Meshicha. Remember, Rabbi Yecheskel said that these things over here, if you had prepared it Erev Shabbos, had like a string on it or some sort of thing you could pull and it was already slightly open and all you're doing was just extending it, then it was okay because basically it was mosif on oil arai. She says, why don't you send him the answer like that? Why are you saying asur? We've got it. She says, yeah, no, lefisha einan b'nei Torah. Interesting answer. You see that? Lefisha einan b'nei Torah. Look at Rashi. Umekelet fei. These guys aren't Talmidei Chachamim. They don't understand halachas. And if we say to them, yes, they're going to be too mekil. So you've got to be very careful. It's interesting. There's a lot of halachas like it, you know. We discussed it, if you remember, we discussed it in the Indian of Korea, of Tute. Do you remember that? So that there wasn't really an issue because it was kilkul. It wasn't doing anything. But we said that you don't morel amaretz. So there's certain things that you don't tell an amaretz that he can do, even though they aren't perfectly mutar on Shabbos. because he doesn't understand the halacha and he would draw the wrong conclusions. So it seems to me this is the what's guiding Rabbi Nashi over here in his answers. He knows of Rami Bar Yecheskel, but he said, listen, why give these guys the answer to such a basic question? Let's just tell them it's Asur. It's safer. Tell them it's Asur. We're not taking any chances. The next question was, Kshuta Bekar Merubna. So we said these hops, is it Kilayim in the field or not? Right? So he says, she's answering, we say, Kshuta Bekar Merubuvia. Right? What's Irbuvia? Rashi says Kilayim. He says, yes, it's a Kilayim. Leave it alone. So again, Velishlach Leuk Rabbi Tarfon. Is that there? Rabbi Tarfon, right? Yeah. The Tanya, we got a brighter over here, and this brighter says like this: Rabbi Tarfon Omer ain't kilayim bekerim. There's not kilayim. Chachamim Omerim kilayim bekerim is kilayim. So why are you paskening like chachamim? Now this is a halacha which we've seen before as well. Listen carefully. They asked the question. Remember, these were people from Bnei Boschar. This is not in Eretz Yisrael. Not in Israel. They're in Chutz Laretz, right? And they're asking a question. So he said like this, we've got a machloket and a brayta that Rabbi Tarfon says, ain kilayim. He's the makil. Chachamim say kilayim. And now we've got a klal. Listen to this klal, important klal. In fact, write it down. V'kaimela. This is a klal. Rashi brings it from, we learned in Masechet Brachot, in Perek Ketzad. Rashi says, b'gabe ola, v'adin the kilayim, with regards to, or say it with kilayim. Sh'afi mitzvah t'labaret. With mitzvah t'lot pa'aret, he said like this, v'einan oheget min ator el ba'aret. Mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs that are tluya baretz, that aren't relevant outside of Eretz Yisrael. He says, therefore, we've got halachas like this, even though midrabanan, we do fulfill those mitzvahs in chutz laretz. Kaimel and the klal is, kol hamakel baretz, halacha kemoto b'chul. So if you go to machloket, Rabbi Tarfon and Chachamim, and in Israel with the God to Klal Kerim, Rabbi Tarfon is the makil. In Chutz La'aretz, where it's only a derabanan, we will pasken like the makil. In Israel, we'll pasken a chumra, because it's the writer. But in Chutz La'aretz, only a derabanan, we'll pasken like the makil. So he says, these guys ask you a question in Chutz La'aretz. And they ask you, Kshuta, we got a writer. And Rabbi Tarfon says that it's makil, that it's mutar. And these guys are in Chutz La'aretz. Now, Loche is like the makil in Chutz La'aretz. So why are you saying Asur la'chachamim? Right? Say, so answer him again, Nefi she'ena b'nei Torah. Same idea. Okay, now, Machriz Rav. Rav decreed. Now, I'll tell you what I learned. This was very, very late last night when I prepared this stuff. And I read it like this. Machriz Rav Hai. And I thought, what is Rav Hai doing in the Gemara? Right? And then it got even worse because then I read the next line. It said, Rav Amram. And there's Rav Amram Gaon and there's Rav Hai Gaon. And I thought, what is Gaonim doing in the Gemara over here? But it didn't make sense. But it's Machriz Rav. Rav was Machriz, high man, this person, right? High man. Debai le Mizra Keshuta Bekarma Lizra. He paskin said, anybody who wants to plant these hops in a vineyard, go ahead and plant. Rav Aram Chassid, on the other hand, he said the opposite. He said, Menagidi Lave, he gave guys Malkot if they did it. Right? So Rav Bashar Sheyav le Prutta le Tinok. So we see Rabbi Sharshia, he was a bit more concerned. He would pay a goyish child a bit of money for him to go and plant it. So he didn't think it was really Asur, but he didn't want to do it himself. So he paid a goy for it. Right, look at Rashi there. Yeah, I put it on the Tinoch Nochri. Kesavar b'chutzlar tshar, it's mutar. Umihu ko kamed efshar, meshane shlo yil medu lakel. He says, we still do a bit of a shinui. People should be aware that there is this Isur, but b'chutzlar is mutar. So the Gemara now asks, now on Rabbi Sharshia, Rabbi Sharshia who paid the Goyish kid money, says, Vedite lelatinok Yisrael, you're really paying and give the money to a Jew, what are you going to pay Goyim for? We've got Jewish kids that need the money. If you want to pay money and you give it to a Goy, a Jewish kid. So he says, Na'ati lemisrach. He says, it's come to be spoiled. The kid wouldn't understand what's going on. Vedite lelain that kind legadol nochri, want to a gadol nochri. He says, no, atu lechlufa b'Yisrael. If you start giving to Gadot, to grown-ups, you'll get confused. You might end up giving it to Jews as well. So now, the Gemara says, now, the last question that he asked, that this B'nai Boschar asked, was about a mate, right? What about a mate who doesn't yotif? So he says, Shalach Lehu, he sent them, mate, lo itaskube, lo yehudayin, velo aramayin. So when it comes to a mate on yotif, no one can deal with that mate. Not a goy and not a Jew. Not Jewy, not goy. Lo b'yom tov rishon, velo b'yom tov sheini. And doesn't make a difference if it's the first day of Yom Tov or the second day of Yom Tov. Right? And we don't understand second day of Yom Tov, right? Thank God. We only have one day of Yom Tov. But imagine that you've got 2 days of Yom Tov and you've got Shabbos, and it could happen. You've got three days of Chag, or you've got Shabbos again, 2 days of Yom Tov, or the 2 days, and on the first day the person dies. Now you've got to wait from the first day Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov, Shabbos, until the body on Sunday. If you're in an environment like them where there's no fridges, you know, and it's the middle of summer, so by Sunday that body's rotting and stinking. It's a bizayon for the mate. It's not mechubad. So everyone's like, "Is any? But that's not right." That you, even if it's 2 days Yom Tov, Pam Rav Yehuda bar Shilat Amrav Asi, Uvda Havei bebei Kenishta de Maon be Yom Tov Hasamuch leShabbat. This is an example. There was a fact. An Uvda Havei bebei Kenishta de Maon on Yom Tov, which was Samuch leShabbos. It says like this, but now it comes along. What does it mean there was an uvda? In other words, they allowed a burial. Right? They allowed a burial. How do I translate that in English, by the way? But they allowed a burial, correct? It was an uvda, right? So now, when he's giving the answer over here, so he says like this, Amrav Yehuda bar Shilot, Amrav Asi. He says, there was this case. But now, I'm not sure exactly, but Loya Dana, he said, I'm not 100% certain what the exact facts were. Imilifanea or milacharea. Right? So we know that there was a situation over here that there was Yom Tov Samuch to Shabbos. But I don't know if the Yom Tov was on Friday or Yom Tov was on Sunday. Okay, now it's relevant, right? Because if Yom Tov was on Sunday, then you just got to wait till tomorrow to bury the baby, the body. But if it's Yom Tov was on Friday, you'd have to wait till Sunday to bury the body. So it's a big difference over here. It's another, it's 2 days. Look at Rashi. If Yom Tov was on Friday, they died on Friday. And they didn't be buried, maybe only because they knew that tomorrow was Shabbos, they couldn't bury him. Yeah, let's go and bury him today rather than wait till Sunday. Right? Or if it was the Yom Tov was on Sunday. Look at Rashi. For who made Shabbat, and that's why they buried him on the Yom Tov, because he died on Shabbos. They already waited via Masriach, and the body was thinking. Therefore, they let him get buried. So, but we know for a fact that there was a case where there was a burial on Sunday, on Yom Tov. Sorry, but I'm not sure. He says if it was Yom Tov after Shabbos, Yom Tov after Shabbos, and each one would have a reason why they could bury them.
But actually, coming up, they just had this all in the States. Corona.
Yeah. Yeah. In England as well. I don't know. In England as
buried
well.
Buried on Yom Tov.
Yeah. And then she buried on Yom Tov? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, in England they did as well.
In England as well. I know in England there was a problem. I know Chol HaMoed. Okay. Yom Tov. Okay. I know that they had a lot of burials. I know that they were full up. In South Africa as well, by the way, there were like 8 funerals a day, which was like quite unique for South Africa. But not I don't know about on Pesach, on Yom Tov. Right. V'atru l'kamed Rabbi Yochanan. V'amar lehu. Yitasku bayamami, let the goyim deal with it. Right, so we see that was the story. So there was this case. Right, and again, v'ama rabba, mate b'yom tov rishon, yitasku bayamami, if he dies on first day yom tov, let the goyim deal with him. Look at Rashi there. Mashe nishtahe kagon shemait b'shabbat, ulachar haya yom tov. So he gave an example, yet. It was Shabbos that he died, and then it was 2 days yom tov after, so he let the goyim deal him. Right, yitasku bayamami b'yom tov shayni, you see that? Yitasku b'yishrael, right? It's a question. Right? Even Roshana on a second day Yom Tov, Roshana is not like a Beitza. I'll explain in a second. He says, why if he's an Abenet Torah? So bottom line, he still answered them. He said, no, you can't do it. What was the reason? Even though we got lots of Eterim, because they weren't Benet Torah. Let's just quickly go back and look at this issue of Yom Tov, She'enka, and Beitza. So Rosh Hashanah, we know that Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov, is Beitia Safek, right? We're not sure because of the Kirsha Chodesh, when is Yom Tov? Today we know. Why we have second day Yom Tov today, I don't know. Right? Maybe it's a knas for those who live in the Gola. I don't know. But with our set calendar, I mean, I don't understand really the obviously some higher reason, you know. But it isn't. But Yom, but Rosh Hashanah is a little bit different. The Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah is like a Yom Arichta, and Rosh Hashanah isn't 2 days of one. Even they're completely separate. Rosh Hashanah seems to have there were times even in the time when they only kept 1 day Yom Tov, when there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Actually, it was quite a, it was a quite a joke at one stage. In South Africa, there was a reform movement, and they only kept one day Rosh Hashanah because they said that in Israel there's only one day Yom Tov. And literally, and then it was like a bit of a controversy. It was ridiculous. In the end, they instituted a second day Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, by the way. Today in South Africa, the Reform community have a second day Yom Tov as well. But there was, I don't know where they made a mistake, like it even. But there was this notion that Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah are the same thing. But at the Gemara of Yerach, look here. She'ein ken bebeitzev, de'ein Rosh Hashanah shave liyamim tovim shel galiot. It's not the same. The Rosh Hashanah chamir Yom Tov she'ein delay. Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov, is chamur is on its own day. V'nolde bezeh asur bezeh. And therefore, if an egg is laid on, I was going to say egg is born, if an egg is laid on this first day, second day, they're completely separate. Each one is a separate thing on its own, omuta one to the other. Right, okay. So now Amar Abi Baram, but again, the auntie, when the Gemara proved that there were reasons that he could have matried them bearing their family on Yom Tov, he said, no, the same reason, he didn't like giving heterim or kulas to people who weren't B'nai Torah. So now we've got this, we said this like covering, but now Rashi says, yeah, kilia, a little bit different. Rashi says this kila, not kilia, sorry. She said, who kesadin, like some sort of like a sheet, or mitateif ba derech marbush. He wraps himself like in a big sheet, like in a, like imagine, I don't know, like a, like you got, what do you call them, these big, the women use them, like they're like big scarves, what are they called? Not shawl. A shawl, but there's another shawl. Word like a shawl, maybe a big shawl. But you have them that come from the east now. They're very nice. All these fancy wools,
pashminas.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Like a nice big pashmina, right? So he says, "Mitatef adam bekila ube kaskasea." Rashi says, "What's kaskasea?" On this big sheet he's speaking about, but it had like strands, like belts running off it, or things to, like to tie it up with. Don't say that these belts or these strings that are offered, which would be used to tie it up on something, are not part of the beged, and therefore it's a masoi. And if you're carrying these things as well, because these kiskasin, he says, to attach it, to try it up like some sort of tent or whatever. So I think he's saying, don't think that the kasi, it's mutar, right? He says, doesn't worry. So the Gemara says, Mashnami Rav Huna. Why is this different from Rav Huna? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Hayotze betalit she'ena metzuyetzet kil chata b'shabbat. Chayav chatat. So I understand, you get down with this blanket, and you've got these strings hanging off this blanket. Why is there any? And then we're saying, don't worry, Anu Choshesh, it's mutar, go out to Chachin, to Shurabim, don't worry about those strips, those strings. Why is that different to what we saw over here from Rav Huna, right? That says if you go out with a four-cornered garment and it's not properly mitsuyetzet. Now, when we say not properly mitsuyetzet, you won't find, unfortunately, an answer in Rashi. If you look at Rabbi Chananel over here, about 10 lines from the top of Rabbi Chananel there, towards the top of Rabbi Chananel. Says betalit she'ena metzuyetzet kehilchata, he adds in that isn't properly done like ala halacha. Kegon, he gives an example. She talat tzitzit begimel kanfei talit. You did tzitzit on three corners, right? Vehiniach harevit, and you left the fourth one. Or tan chutei tzitzit, those other three corners you did. Kevan she'ena metzuyetzet bedalit kanfot shela, since it's not fully done on all four corners. Eina chashuve tzitzit mitzvah, not considered tzitzit a mitzvah. And if it's not considered a mitzvah, then it's kechutin da'amein chashuvin. Vayotze ben chayav chatat. And you chayav chatat. So it's probably says, why is that different? At first, we really start beginning to understand why it's different. Right? It seems like the answer's in the question. But the other Gemara gives the answer. He says, why? He says, tzitzit legabe talit chashive velo batle. Hanlo chashive velo batle. He says, tzitzit, right, have got chashivut. What does it mean chashivut? Look at Rashi. Mishum deshel tchele, got the tchelet. Velo batlei, v'havu be masoi. So therefore, the tzitzit, right, says because it's got this important chelet in it, and you always notice it, and it doesn't lose its identity within the beged, so therefore, if it isn't done properly, it's if you're carrying it, because it's got no use. Where in this kaskasino of this blanket over here, it was for nothing. It was part of the blanket. You'd make, it didn't really appeal to you, no importance to you whatsoever. You took no notice of it. What, Robert?
You're talking about this garment that requires tzitzit and it's not fully done, so you're carrying it, the tzitzit.
Right.
And what about walking around without a four-cornered garment without tzitzit?
So that's a separate issue. That's your chayv of lotilbash, of beged, of gedilim tasilacha. But you aren't necessarily over for Hotza'ah on Shabbos because you did it by Derech Malbush.
Right.
You did Malbush, you got another problem. You got a technical problem not having tzitzit. But
you
if you...
You could be over two things.
You're over on, you could be over, you're over on Gedilim Taselach and on Tiltul of Tzitzit. Not the Begit of the Tzitzit at the same time. Right. So now, remember the ones in Yisrael Dorait, the ones Chayav Mita. The one's not chayav mita, right? So there'd be a kim lam rabba minay. So you'd only actually be chayav of one. But, right. But, so now, if you look, it's in that Rabbeinu Chananel answer via Upar Kinan, he says, Ker gabek the Rabbeinu Chananel, says, Tzitzi de gabe talit chashive, look, he says, Wavelo batle, shelev ha'adam rotze bekiyuman. He says, people want the tzitzit, it's there. Ki bedaato sheyitle harevit v'yobishne, because he actually intends on putting on the fourth one. Just hasn't got to it yet. But he's very aware of tzitzit. He never in his mind ever wanted to abandon the tzitzit. It wasn't like he said, ach, I don't care about the tzitzit, and therefore the beged now becomes important and not the tzitzit. The tzitzit always stay important, but Rabbeinu Chananel says it because the guy wants to put the fourth one on. Right? So he says, that's why you can't compare the two. V'hai lo chashiv v'batle. Amar, the Bach adds in over here, Amar Rav Avin, I think he said, changes the people. Not Rav Avinah. Ma'arim adam ala mishameret b'yom tov litlot barim. Remember ma'arim, we said that a person is able to, within reason, right, play with his mind so that his real intentions are not the real intentions, if you understand what I'm saying. Right, that your real intentions become your secondary intentions. What does he mean over here? He says like this. This meshameret, this strainer of kind, you've got to like hang it up in a way that it's going to work, so you can pour the liquids into it. It says, don't say that you want to strain wine with it. Hang it up there because you want to actually just store pomegranates in it. And then stick shmarim in it. Suppose pomegranates aren't really going to be able to do much, so it'll be fine. Amar Rav Ashi, v'hu detala barimonim. But Rav Ashi says, no, but you have to actually first put rimonim in it. You're going to first hang it up, put the rimonim in, and then you can take it away, and you can use it for the shemir. Mashtami halatanya matlin, the same question, like we saw previously. So how come, what's the difference between this? Halatanya matlin shechar b'moed l'torech ha'moed, shorot torech ha'moed asur, echad shechar t'mirim, echad shechar shurim, afi sheyesh lein yashan marim b'shtem min ha'chadash. He says, why is this different over here with regards to, we learned over here with regards to, that with beer. Right, that you can take beer out on Yontif. Rashi says, yeah, Yontif meaning cholamoid, letzorech hamoed, for the actual Yontif. Shlo tzorech hamoed, but if it wasn't for the moed on Yontif, on cholamoed, you couldn't do it. Made a difference what beer it was. Even though you've got plenty beer, right, you still want to drink new beer. So you say, I actually prefer the new beer, but you've got plenty of beer. In other words, why there is it, why there? Do we say that for the Yontif, it's okay, for the Yontif, isn't okay? This whole Marim, look at Rashi here. Why here we can do it without first having to do something, and then you say we can only use the Meshameret for the wine once we've used put Rimonim on it first. Here we can just say, I want new wine, and go ahead and take it, I've got old wine. So the Gemara says, there it's not so clear, because look what he says over here. The milta di surahu da horae omer tzorech hamoedu she'ena kol yodin she'esh lo min hayashem. People see you taking wine out of the barrel or beer out of the barrel for yontif. They don't know you've got pre-existing wine or beer, so they think you haven't got, and therefore you're taking it. Here, people are going to see you straining. You know, say if the thing hadn't had some rimonim hanging there, wasn't being used for some other purpose, they wouldn't know that you had to. Have some sort of other reason, do this some sort of harama. Okay. So Rav Rashi, Chazi Mar Haitzum Rabbanan, Rav Huna Bar Chivan Shmei. So he says, yeah, he says, we saw these Tamil Chachamim, this Tamil Chachamim, his name was Rav Huna. Amir Rav Huna Bar Chavon Shmei, and some say his name was something else. Teshakel Barad Tuma. Right, look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's Barad Tuma? A Tzela Shil Shum, like some sort of like garlic, a thing of garlic. Umanach Bebirze Dedana. And he stuck it into the tap of the barrel. Rashi Banavid Rav Makom Shesh Bo Neked B'Chavit, like a hole in the barrel with a thing. V'ayayin Yotzei, not Nosham Meshabes Listom V'Havek Metakenu Marim Lechatchila. And he says, no. He stuck the garlic in there. What was he really doing? He was really putting a tap, like stopping the hole, right? Which is bone or metake, tikkun, right? And what did he say? Va'amar la'atsnayuye kamichavina. I really just want to keep it there. In other words, he was doing harama, right? His barrel had a hole in it. The wine was pouring out. He grabbed a clove of garlic, stuffed it in, and said, I want to keep my garlic there. Right? It's pashut what he was doing. Right? But right? Look at Rashi. And then there's other examples. We're giving some more examples of him. Look here. And he went and had a rest in the ferry, right, on Shabbos. And the ferry basically fell asleep, and the ferry crossed the river. And he went to the side of the river. V'sayer pire, went to check up on his produce. Look at Rashi there. Perot karmov, his fruits were stored on the other side of the river. So he went had a bit of a shlof in the ferry. And while he was sleeping, the ferry drove off. And what do you know? He woke up on the other side and he could go and check his fruit. Right? V'amar ane leminam kemechavina. What? I didn't want to actually go. I just wanted to go sleep. Right? So he says, how come all those things were good? Amaleu haramah kamar. That what you're speaking about, haramah midrabanani. Those were only shred rabanan. V'tsum rabanan lo atilim avadachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach Talmid Chochem. So the whole idea of Isurei Derabbanan is you aren't come to do Isurei Doraita because he's a Talmid Chochem, you wouldn't come to do Isurei Doraita. Therefore, we can be a bit more make clear with Isurei Derabbanan. That's how I understand Pshat. Look at Rashi says over here. He says, V'hilchach, the second last narrow lines of Rashi. He says, Hilchach, Keva Detsum Rabbanan, lo achmiru ale. We are going to be some achmir on him. Tehu lo ati lemavad lechatchil hedya belo harama la vosham lifneako. He says, because him, without doing harama, in other words, harama with him, he can be make with the Am Aretz, we want him to first get some other use out of it, the proper use. Are you? So you want to hang it there for the Rimonim? Stick there, Rimonim. You're a Tzubad Rabbanan, we don't have to worry. We can rely on you because we know that you won't come to be Makil and to be Mecham. Okay, now we're going to new Mishnah. Mishnah says, Dodim Mai Magabe Hashemarim Bishvil She Yitzolu Umesanin Et Hayayim Besudarin. So you can put a bit of water into this, the Shemarim so that they will become Tzalul. That's supposed to dilute them a bit. Umesanin Et Hayayim, you can strain the wine with Sudarin, with cloth, we'll see in a second. Ubekfifa Mitrit, or some sort of... Egyptian brush, he says, yeah, kfifa sal, like an Egyptian basketball, like a weave type of basket as a strainer. But on in beta mesanet shilchad, we saw this earlier on, you could put an egg through some sort of mustard strainer. Vosin and nomalin b'shabbat, I'm not sure what a nomalin is, but it seems like it's some sort of a drink, because we see later on that depending on the quantities, how you use it in a barrel or what. Anybody got a translation there for me? A nomalin? Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shabbat because, oh, here we are. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shabbat b'kos, that's why I read the thumbs of drink, and b'yom tov b'lagini, like in jugs, b'mo'ed b'chavit on yontov, and on the Shabbos in a glass, on yontov in jugs, and on cholamo'ed, even in big barrels. Rabbi Tzolkomer, akol lefi aruch, Rabbi Tzolkomer, no, it doesn't matter when it is, depends on who you're making it for. What's the translation there, please, of Enomelin?
Wine mixed with honey.
Wine mixed with honey, okay, thank you. Good morning, Slakot. Amaziri. Noten adam yain tzalulumayim tzulin etoch hameshemeh b'shabbat v'eino choshesh. Aval achorin lo. He says, that's all very good if it was clear wine. But if it is mushy wine, then no. So we say, wait a second, matey, we've got a brighter here. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Torah adam chavit shel yain, Torah adam chavit shel yain, yaina ushmareah v'noten etoch hameshemeh b'shabbat v'eino choshesh. So what's going on over here, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel still says, Tored, Rashi says, mix. Rashi says, yeah, Tored. He says, yeah, Ma'arbev. Right? You can mix it up here together, the wine and the thing. Well, so that's a big mush. And we've got no worries. You told me a second ago, we only use clear wine. So Tirgum Aziri, Ziri said, no. Ziri said, Beina Gitit Shanu. There we're talking about, but Beina Gitit. Look at Rashi. He says, yeah, during the season, Rashi says, over here, Beina Gitit. Beina Gitit. During that time over there, right from the gut, see where like in the wine presses from one to the other, where all the wine is mushi. And that wine you drink with the shmarim inside of you, aren't even trying to separate it at all. You'll drink it anyway. So during that time of the season, it's from gut to gut. Move whatever you want. That's different. But if wine's in the barrel, you got to be careful not to get into the world of borer. Right, and then we say besanin da'ayam besudarin. I'm Rav Shimi Barchia. Ubi avad shlo yaseh guma. I'm not 100% clear what this means. As long as you don't make some sort of like a hole or a mound or a dig out in the fabric, right? Rashi says over here, shlo yaseh guma min asudar of this cloth bepiakli ki uvde dechol inami ati leschita. So you give two reasons: either because you're going to come to squeeze it out, or it looks like if the dechol. 100% sure what exactly the problem is. Now we're speaking here about this Egyptian basket. Amrav Chia Barashi Amrav. We've actually looked bare mikar ketoshel kli tefach. As long as you lift it above the kli itself more than a tefach, he says yeah, because Rashi said because you're making it some sort of an ohel problem. Amrav Hai Pronka. A pal gedeko v'shari. This Pronka, Rashi says yeah, this Pronka. He says it's a beged sheshotchina gigit yain lichsoto. Right, if you've got a big barrel of wine, you'd like cover this with some sort of fabric. So now, pal gai de kove shari, on half the barrel, you can put it on a kure kove aso, you can't do the whole barrel. Amra papeloni harek inish tsayante, befume de kuzne de chavita, shum de michaze de kemeshamerit. He's over here, loni harek, look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, kli cheres katan, like a little earthenware, shem arin bo yain michavit, which you take like a jug, and you take out the barrel and point to a cup. He says, "Lo yitan b'fiv kashin v'ksamim b'choska." Don't put there into the spout of this little kli like it's twigs and straw. L'fish ein lecham mesanek l'amizu. That's a perfect strainer, and that's a proper borer of the right on Shabbos. Vera papa sha'afu shikra miman lemana. So Rashi says over here, what does it mean sha'afu shikra? They would pour beer from one barrel to the other barrel. Rashi says, interesting thing, he says, Shafu Shikri, he says, Kol Hecha de Tani Lashon Shafui. Ever see this word Shafu? It's Benachatu. V'apsolet Nishar B'shalakis. What were they doing? They were very carefully pouring, like, from one to the other. You know, you often do it. You, like, pour slowly so that, like, the pips don't come out or something. You know, you want to keep behind. You pour, they were doing like that with the beer, to try and straighten the beer. So now the question is, why isn't that borer on Shabbos? Right? But but that's all very good for the first, you know, when you're pouring off the top so it falls off nicely. When you get to the end, you've got the drops left over. Now you've got to really work hard not to let the junk come with you. And that's already boring. So he says to him, no, he says, Levei Rapapa Loch, and it's Sotsot Rapapa Loch Hashivei. Rapapa was a beer maker and he was a trader. He had lots of beer around. He wasn't worried about the few drops, he didn't worry about them, so therefore he wouldn't do borer. And we don't have to worry about it in the favia.